What makes you the best candidate for this position?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I've been an attorney for 32 years. I was a prosecutor when I was right out of law school in Macon County. Then I was worked in the Chicago suburbs, where I'm from, for an attorney who had a wide practice, including local government law. And I worked with him on a variety of local government issues for park districts and other local government entities, kind of on both sides, also representing people who had grievances with other local government. I learned a lot about that there. Then I was hired to work here in the DeKalb County State Attorney's Office 27 years ago. I spent 4 years in the DeKalb County State Attorney's Office. I was a prosecutor for the entire time, doing criminal prosecutions, primarily misdemeanor and traffic. I also did a jury trial once on mental health commitment after I became the civil assistant. I was second chair on felony cases. I was the civil assistant in the state's attorney's office for almost 2 years, where I gained a lot of experience representing local government. I went on after my time in the state's attorney's office to serve as a village attorney for Kirkland for 3.5 years, and also at various times doing other work as a special assistant for other municipalities when their city or village attorney had a conflict on some particular issue. I've had litigation, and I've been, since leaving the state attorney's office, I've also been a criminal defense attorney for 20 years, or 19 years. So I think when you look at my background and my level of experience, essentially dealing with every area of the law, I'm far and away more experienced than my opponent is at every aspect of doing this job, even though he is the incumbent. I think that I would be the best person for this job. I want to be frank. There are probably a couple people in the state's attorney's office working as assistants whose level of experience right now might make them more qualified than either myself or Mr. Campbell. But those people aren't running. The voters have a choice between the two of us, and I think if they look at my years of experience, my range of experience, my record as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney, my record in litigation with the county, on behalf of the county and against the county on zoning cases, they'll see that I'm the person with the experience in local government. I'm the person with the experience as a prosecutor. I'm a person who can step in and handle this job and solve the problems that are facing the state's attorney's office right now.
In your mind, what are the biggest issues facing the county's judicial system, and how do they relate to the position you are running for?
Well, the biggest issue facing the county judicial system right now is probably getting moved into, splitting into the new 23rd Circuit, getting moved into the new courthouse, and then getting a handle on what we have serious backlogs in the court, in both civil and criminal, I would suggest. And it's largely due to the increased case volume that we've seen with the increased population in the county, without increased numbers of judges, which was due to space constraints. So in terms of that being the judiciary's issue, that's the big one there. But the state's attorney's office relates to that in that once we get into the new courthouse and see if we're able to get a new structure where we have an additional felony judge, which I think everybody in the judicial system and among the defense bar is hoping for, then we're looking at trying to clear up what I think is an extensive backlog of cases, and that's where I think the state's attorney's office has to take a leading role in that. It has to do with increased efficiency within the office. There's multiple steps that you have to go through to increase efficiency in the office. I did that when I was an assistant state's attorney, handled misdemeanor and traffic cases. The backlog in misdemeanor court spills over into felony court. You have the situation, it's a whole chain of things that lead to the backlog, and you have to have someone with experience running these calls to train new people coming in on how to move these things along faster. It's a building of a backlog. Has to do with the state's attorney's office not always having the police reports and not always being able to get those to the defense bar right away, not returning calls to police agencies, not returning calls to the defense bar to try and resolve cases. A case that could be resolved in 3 court appearances takes 5 or 6. After a while, things are incredibly backlogged. It'll take a while to clear that off, but we haven't seen, I think we've seen a reduction in it. We've seen an increase in it. That's a major, another major issue facing the judiciary, and something that the state attorney can really help with.
What are the biggest crime issues facing DeKalb County, and how would you go about addressing those crime issues as state's attorney?
Well, let me be entirely clear. The state's attorney in the criminal prosecution, state's attorney is a reactive office. You prosecute crimes that occur. You can go out and make all sorts of pronouncements about how you're going to institute programs that are going to solve crime. That is not something that a state's attorney can do. The state's attorney's job is to run an administrative office with good, competent prosecutors who work closely with the administration of city governments and the police departments of those cities in being to address crimes as they occur. If you have more rapid prosecution of crimes, cases that do not drag on forever, then you will see a reduction in crime to some extent. But basically, the crime issues are the province of local government and the police on the streets. They're good people doing good jobs. The state's attorney needs to be a help to them. But in terms of the state's attorney being able to institute some sort of overarching program that's going to stop crime, crime is the result of income inequalities, people moving here from other areas, the economy, factors that are societal in nature, the people who have a handle on government programs or government initiatives that might address the underlying cause of crime do not sit in the state's attorney's office. They sit in the state legislatures. They sit in the Congress. They sit on city councils. They sit on county boards. The state's attorney is there to administer the law as it exists now. And that's what I hope to do, because I think I have the professional experience and knowledge to improve the administration of the office. That's the job of the state's attorney. That's the job I'm running for.
How active should the state's attorney be in prosecuting cases? Should it be limited to high-profile cases, or should they play an active role in prosecuting all cases?
Let me ask you to amplify that question a little bit.
Should it be a situation where in court, you know, in
you
cases—
You mean the state's attorney versus the assistants?
Yes,
all
right.
You want to go ahead and could you ask me the question again so I—
How active should the state's attorney, the office holder, be in prosecuting cases? How active should they be? Should it be limited to high-profile cases, or should that person play an active role in prosecuting all cases with members of the office?
The state's attorney should play an active role in the prosecution of all cases as the administrator of the office, but you have 10 assistants assigned to some degree or another to criminal or juvenile cases. You cannot have the state's attorney in court prosecuting those cases. That's why you have assistants. I was in this office when we had 3 assistants, and the state's attorney was not in court every day prosecuting these cases, because you have assistants that you can rely on. You give them an overarching philosophy of what you want to see done in the prosecution of cases. My position is that we should be striving to see that no crime goes unpunished, but by the same token that no one gets prosecuted for a crime they didn't commit, and that when we dispose of these cases, there is a fair result in each case in which we consider the circumstances of the victim, the circumstances of the defendant and their family, and the circumstances and needs of society as a whole in terms of whether it's better that a person have or not have a criminal record, whether it's better that the person go to prison or not go to prison. That is not something that one person can handle by being in court on a daily basis. That's why you have assistance. In terms of actual trials, the state's attorney should be involved in major prosecutions for serious felonies, but again, primarily through the supervision of qualified and trained professional assistants who will take the lead in prosecution of these cases. It may be that it's appropriate in some circumstances for the state's attorney to participate actively as lead counsel in a case. I have the experience as a prosecutor, having tried and won jury trials as the lead counsel in this county, to handle that when necessary. But most of the time, it is a waste of the state's attorney's time, because the state's attorney is only one person. And the state's attorney has too many responsibilities to be in court as the lead prosecutor in very many cases. This is an administrative office, and that's what the focus of a responsible state's attorney should be.
What are your feelings about the Cameras in Courts program instituted by the Illinois Supreme Court? Should DeKalb County be a part of that program, whether it's part of the 16th Judicial Circuit or the new circuit it will enter?
Well, DeKalb County will eventually be a part of that program. That's coming as part of the 23rd Circuit. It's coming because the state Supreme Court has mandated it. We are required to follow the directions of the state Supreme Court. There is good reason to think that having cameras in the courtroom can be helpful in terms of having visibility and for people to be able to actually see all of a trial, right? To know what happened from beginning to end, as opposed to relying on brief accounts in a newspaper. And newspaper reporters have a tough job, because if you have a trial and each day's testimony may go on for 5 or 6 hours, and you're trying to distill that portion into the newspaper. Obviously, if there are cameras in the courtroom and the video is available for people to watch, then that's going to be, I think, a net plus for society. However, we've seen in other states and other cases where things can become, you know, take on almost a circus-like atmosphere from that type of coverage. Now, whether we would have that situation in DeKalb County, where we have limited local television coverage, I would assume if we had a particularly interesting trial in the future, we might get some coverage on Rockford Television, but we're certainly not likely to have the kind of gavel-to-gavel coverage that we see on Court TV from that. So again, you know, while you've got that information for the public to be able to look at, it's probably going to be a situation in which people have the opportunity to go to a court website and watch the videos. Overall, I think it will be good, but the judges have to be careful about making sure that attorneys are not, in essence, showing off for the cameras.
Richard Schmock, thank you very much.
Thank you.